You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Thank you. mandolin wind. No, it's not a medical condition. It's welcome to volume 14 of Sound and Nick's Vision with, of course, Nick Elliott.
Hi, Alex.
And Sue Royce.
Hello.
And here we are, probably back end of February, early March, even though it's still January when we're putting together volume 14. Who knows what the world situation will be like by the time this gets aired across the airwaves on Siren FM on 107.3 FM, which you know because you're already on there, unless, of course, you're listening via podcast, in which case, good for you. But what delights have we got on the show today, Sue? Apart from yourself, of course. We've got Led Zeppelin, we've got Blondie, we've got Robert Palmer, we've got Dire Straits, ACDC, and more. Straight on with Black Dog, something which you probably actually haven't encountered from Led Zeppelin. Sue?
No, but I will do in a minute.
So why have you gone for the Robert Plant supergroup that obviously have set so many standards over the years?
Oh, I was a massive fan. Still am a massive fan. And I was listening to this album only a few weeks ago and thought, it's time we bob one of them into the old Sound and Nick's Vision.
Stay. Hey, baby.
can reveal that in a few moments' time, a special guest will be joining Sound and Nick's Vision. Whoa! But, Nick, I'm a little bit disappointed, because I honestly thought that after all that Led Zeppelin, Black Dog material, we'd go straight into... But no! No! Black Dog, no! he was all... Sorry, Donnie.
I'm biting my tongue, Alex. Sorry. I'm biting my tongue.
Holding himself back there. We've got a magician to sort out the dog, so never mind. It'll be all sorted through there. We'll get David Fox, another sort of canine aspect coming through there. You just can't get enough of this. Whilst we wait, in fact, he's entering the studio now. What excitement. Here we are doing recording, and here he is live in this whole sort of package. David Fox is in the house. With that, Donny Osmond, never mind. Would you like to introduce your next piece of music whilst we get David settled down and we get another chair so Sue can relax and so on, and we can do all sorts of other marvellous things on Sound and Nick's Vision, Volume 14.
This is Donny Osmond, Puppy Love.
Well, now you've said it.
No.
Oh, he was all set, ready to go there. No, you've gone from Donnie to Deborah, though. So from D to D.
Please keep it with Deborah.
Okay, and Rapture.
Mercury's and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. sure shot. Cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Yeah!
You see, Nick, you were talking about guests, co-presenters and so on, and suddenly we've managed to magic up a magician.
Yes, you have.
It's truly wonderful.
Kat,
our ace producer and presenter, has got a special white envelope, which she's going to present David Fox. By the way, welcome, David. How are you?
Very good, yeah. Lovely to see you again today.
Always good, yeah, exactly. And would you like to receive your white envelope, David?
Sounds very interesting. Usually I'm giving
out. Yes! Yes, but good. You see, we've changed the conditions because that's the magic of Sound and Next Vision mixed with Midweek Drive. The envelope is now going to be presented to your good self.
And the nominations are?
Exactly. It's very exciting, this. Yeah, sort of.
Thank
you
very much. This is your wife.
It is really right. I think you'll find August a particularly interesting time. That's all I'll say. I think you'll find August a particularly interesting time. Should you choose to actually open the envelope and withdraw what's actually in there. You'll see lots of photographs of Sue and Nick and Kat. And I know that's always secretly what you've obviously been looking to do.
We're dressed, David, but Alex isn't.
It happens. Let's move on whilst we actually sort of have a moment, Sandra, to say, Sue, Blondie, did you feel the urge for?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I like Blondie. Mm. Yeah, she's
Deborah Harry has attitude. Can you name the band members?
Absolutely not.
Chris Stein?
No, I'm afraid.
Clem
not.
Burke on drums? Frank Infante?
No.
Jimmy Destri? Disappointed in you, Sue. Asked her to name, take that sorted out, but name the members of Blondie. Honestly, it's enough to make you bring back puppy love, and it's all right. We wait. I've held him back from that. That's Spit the Dog. That's from my entire life. Exactly. Would you like to move into Robert Palmer, please?
Please do.
know the shocking truth is from volume 13. Thank you, Robert. We did not say how people can get in touch with you, Nick. We didn't actually... I mean, we mentioned it briefly about your website, but we didn't say this is how they can actually get in touch with
you.
No,
we didn't. No? It was steaming along. We must have forgotten.
No, we never forget. There was a reason for this. You know, was it? In the cosmos and the whole unification theory, we were clearly sort of... But how can people get in touch with your good self, Nick, if they want to comment on the programme?
They can go to the website. That's nickelliott.eu. Mm-hmm. And the press office, which is nickelliott.info, or you could do the old Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual stuff, and pick me up there, and let's hook up and have a chat.
Sue, Bad Case of Loving You, Robert Palmer, is it one of those tunes which you think, yes, definite tune?
Yes, I do like Robert Palmer. I think he's very good. He's done some fantastic stuff over the years.
Sadly, no longer with us, of course.
Another one in Heaven FM.
Exactly. And magician extraordinaire. Notice the way I added extraordinaire on there.
Very good.
Because David Fox. Music. It's got such an important thing to play when you're on stage and performing in all sorts of ways. Would you ever consider doing a magical act to Robert Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You?
Why not, of course, yeah. Something visual. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be visual. You have to do quite high impact to go with the music. But it'd be a challenge, yes. Why not?
There we are, you see. Messages there. It's what we call multimedia spreading of the word here. Nick, we move on automatically to another Newcastle-based band with Mark Knopfler, of course.
The Brothers Knopfler.
Well, exactly. And this was one of their early tracks. Have you ever heard of Dire Straits, David? I think you might have been in Dire Straits many a time.
No, yeah, I do like Dire Straits. I don't think there's anyone I've met who doesn't like Dire Straits. You know, I think it'd be rather peculiar.
They got their money for nothing, they got their chicks for free. What's not to appreciate? So, and yet, Nick, you haven't gone for money for nothing.
No, I haven't. I've gone for one of the... Well, this actually was the track that broke them.
Very contemporary. Band,
which they had to release twice.
Mm. Would you like to introduce it?
Swing to Swing.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside. In other places, but the horns they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can't afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his. Best brown baggies in their platform soles.
playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans play Creole. Creole.
And there's David Fox with his air guitar going at it like a mad soul from the Gorbals. Or maybe not. Which part of Scotland are you actually from, David?
Well, I do. Close. The Gorbals is close. Glasgow.
Yeah.
A place called Inchbrayde, not far from there. Yeah. On the hinterland of Glasgow. Yes.
You know, Nick's been waiting since show number one, a year and a half ago, to have a genuine Scottish person on the show. And Nick, today, achieved that.
Well, actually, Cat's heritage is all that area. Yeah.
Really?
The Highlands and...
I had noticed she'd sort of very much sort of keen to get the Tam O'Shanter out at a whim, it would seem, these days. But, you know, it's very good. Well done, Cat. He's the voice that you hear at the start, who launches the show, of course. We might play it again very shortly.
And yes, good idea.
It comes up and was featured on Star FM in Cambridge recently. Any people you'd like to dedicate show number 14 to? Because last time around, we obviously had Andrea Maniscalco.
Well, I'd like to give that lady a proper mention, actually, because I know she's, a big follower of me and what I do, my work.
And not in a stalker sense, of course.
No, not a stalker. No, she's a classy lady. Classy lady. So I'd just like to say hello, Andrea, and thanks for your support.
Hey!
Is it, Nick? Is it?
Is it?
Is it a long way to the top?
It, well, it is, yeah.
Is
yeah.
it, Sue?
It's hard work.
Yes, but it's worth it.
Is it, David?
Certainly is, yeah. I think that song is very philosophical.
I said so, yeah. Geordie, obviously, Brian Johnson. I actually did a few sessions a good few years ago with his ex-wife. She was very interesting. It's a Newcastle thing. I don't want to go into it in any public sense, but I thought...
Ex-wife?
Yeah, well, wife. Wife, yeah, singular. I can't do with plural these days. It's too much. Otherwise, you'd have to pick up all those pieces. Oh, that's a terrible sort of link to the next sort of piece. Because we've gone disco, haven't we?
No, this is not disco.
You don't think this is disco?
Goodness me, average white band, a disco?
No, I would have had the funk band. Really? Funk yeah, as opposed funk to band. Not disco funk then?
No, they're a funk band.
We're not thinking Studio
One
54.
One of the best funk bands.
So,
Scottish funk band.
Yeah, all right. Sue, average white band?
I have no idea until I listen to it.
Oh. Nick?
No, I'm over
no.
here.
No.
That's David.
That's Radio Stereo for you.
That sounds very interesting.
Thank you, David.
Intriguing. I'm intrigued by this.
Hang on, I'll change my mind.
Yeah.
For the benefit of the listener, who's obviously thinking, have they lost the leave of their senses there? No, we're simply playing with the medium. Not that I wish to actually disagree in any way, shape or form with the host of Sound and Nick's Vision. That, of course, is Nick Elliott, legendary photographer. But, and I quote, average white band are a Scottish funk and R&B band that had a series of soul and disco hits between 1974 and 1980.
Ooh!
Anyway, so did you remember pick up the pieces?
Yes, I did, and it's another one of those iconic tunes. It's fabulous.
And they're on tour very shortly as well, we gather.
Yes, they're at present.
They're actually on tour. Yep. So why haven't we signed them up as a guest to actually telephone and guests with us?
They don't do that much now.
Really?
No, Sonny Slate.
Cat normally gets on the case, they wouldn't turn
select dates.
All right. Okay. I'm thinking about a phone link. Anyway, Cat will be on the case. In case you're wondering, I know it's been December since we last had telephonic guests. We've got a magician in here. What are you talking about? Quite right. David Fox is here doing his magic. David, how can people get in touch with you? Let's give a shameless plug if Nick okays it, of course, because it is his show. Shameless plug for David Fox, magician of the Midlands.
That is very kind of you. My website is www.magician-midlands.co.uk.
Just go magician-midlands.co.uk. You don't need those three W's these days. Magicians everywhere, really, David, couldn't it?
It could. could. Always magical moments of Queen. Fantastic.
What's the story you'd like to share with the listener to Sound and Nick's Vision?
Well,
about
the story is that not on that single, but that single kind of, when I heard it a couple of weeks ago, and it reminded me just, you know, how good some of the stuff that they did was. And the 2 days that I spent at the Haycock Hotel in Wansford near Peterborough,
are the hotels are available?
89, 90, because they shot the video for Headlong, the single Headlong, was shot on Nene Valley Railway. And I was there for national and local press. That was way before I now kind of do
you
what I do.
Paparazzi.
It was a bit. So we hung around and drunk a lot of pop and ate a lot of chips and tried to grab a shot of the band, of which they didn't give me.
Well, you see, had David performed one of his magical acts, they probably would have come out in full force, wouldn't they, David?
Well, who knows?
Who knows? Some dimension will know. That's the point. Right? Sue, Queen, is it a band that you sort of think, yeah, if ever I was to actually sort of give up on Take That, it would be Queen for me?
It was really, I wasn't at the time that I was listening to Queen, I wasn't in a position where I could have taken myself off to one of their gigs of my own free will. But certainly it's one of my, probably one of my big regrets that I didn't get to see them perform. Before Freddie Mercury regrettably went to Heaven FM. I mean, I know they are still going now, but I don't think it's not the same.
You've got an astronomer in there.
Well, yeah.
It's very good, Scott Knight, co-presenter every so often, Brian May. Certainly considerably better than the chap from D Ream, who also sort of does various other Sky and Knight things. And I will endorse Brian May, saying, look, if the BBC had actually treated Sir Patrick Moore in the same way that they actually sort of opened it up to that other chap from D Ream, it would have been a whole different story. Sorry, I'm making a political point for you there, Nick, indirectly. And I should step aside.
I can't stand the bloke either.
Things can't only get better, they can also unimprove. However, we have got all the time in the world. Louis Armstrong, it's from On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Why have you gone for this selection, Nick?
My favourite Bond film.
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, on love. Thank you.
course, George Lazenby actually was dubbed for over half the movie, with George Baker actually doing the voiceover for stuff. Yeah. So it's not even his voice we actually hear. Still, he's an Australian. Anyway, moving on from that, and on Her Majesty's Secret Service, brings us to the last tune in Volume 14.
Goodness.
Of Sound and Nick's Vision. Yes.
Bit 14, of the
mot. Only three more volumes to go, and we'll have a number, the same number as episodes of the Prisoner TV series. It's amazing. And no white balloons as well to follow us. But let's quickly go through the team and start off with Sue, Rod Stewart, Led Zeppelin, Blondie, Robert Palmer, Dire Straits, AC/DC, Average White Band, Queen, and Louis Armstrong. Any personal favourite from that particular bunch in Volume 14, Sue?
Yeah, I love Louis Armstrong. Mm-hmm. I do.
He's, not really a rocker. I mean, you couldn't do a lot of air guitar to that, to be fair.
No, but the stuff that he's done, I really like him.
So Louis Armstrong, you're reversing your thing, because last time you went for the first one, we featured Jimi Hendrix. Now, of course, you went for Louis Armstrong. Ace Magician from magician-midlands.co.uk. That's his website. Don't wear it out. Well, actually, you can. It's magic. David, which one particularly floated your boat on the programme?
It's got to be Led Zeppelin. When I hear the name Led Zeppelin, I think Zeppelin 3 is an album I love because it has quite a dark feel to it. It's not one of the first ones that comes to a lot of people's minds, but I do enjoy that album. What track was it, actually?
Black Dog.
Oh, Black Dog, or 4. Yeah, it's a
yeah, 3 and 4 were my favourites, by far.
Yeah.
There we have it. Stuff. Well, he didn't go for Donny Osmond, clearly. Yeah. Never mind. We had a little cameo appearance, of course. I could have snuck him in there, but I thought, no, we don't need to hold fire. Nick, we have wrapped the thing up so superbly, I feel, but how can people get in touch with your good self if they want to comment about the show?
Website's best place, which is nickelliott.eu, and you can do the Twitter and Facebook stuff.
Oh, amazing.
Hook up.
And thanks as ever to Kat for her fantastic selfie stick, which has just, you know, added a whole
big thank you to Kat.
Gem to the production. Just sort of being there is tremendous. We are wrapping up, even though it's probably late February, early March now. My word, it seems as though it's been a heck of a show. It was only yesterday we stepped in with another little mini tribute, because obviously we lost a Mott the Hoople chap earlier
in
the year.
Yes, we did. Yep.
So why have you selected this particular number to see us out today?
Did some work with this guy some time ago, Ian Hunter, and I love this band, and Ian Hunter is a serious legend. This was a great track.
Back again, Sue, for Volume 15?
Definitely.
Do you think Nick's still living up to standards with the quality? I mean, I think he is. Just gets
I love it. It's an education
it's
itself.
David, have you enjoyed the show?
Very much so. Thank you for inviting me in.
I can't ask you back. It's not my show, but still, you know. Yeah. Nick, you'll be back.
I'll be back.